Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're speaking to you 2,000 feet under the surface of the Earth, 150 miles east of Los Angeles in the great desert region of California. Microphones of the Columbia Broadcasting Network have been set up to catch for the first time in radio history the completion of a great tunnel excavation job. They've been set up between rock walls far beneath the exterior of the mountain.
And chief engineer of the district, and the man who is directing the construction of the Metropolitan Aqueduct. Mr. Whitsett, while we are here waiting for the dynamite blast, I wish you would come over here to the microphone for just a minute. And I wonder if Mr. Jones will be good enough to say a few words. Now, Mr. Whitsett, you first.
I just want to say that we're all mighty happy to have Chairman Jesse Jones of the Reconstruction Finance Corporation with us here today to witness this operation. Mr. Jones has a direct interest in this great aqueduct project we are building out here. The people of the Metropolitan Water District voted a bond issue of $220 billion in 1931 to build this aqueduct. Funds with which the aqueduct construction work is now being carried forward represent the proceeds of bonds that have been taken up by the Reconstruction Finance Corporation. And the resources of the water district and the water revenues to be returned by the aqueduct stand behind that loan. We're proud that Mr. Jones...
Electrician, who will set off this charge, a gray-haired old tunnel veteran, is already putting his hands on the plunger that will set the dynamite off, and it looks like we're going to go in just a minute. All right, let's go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it. And was that a thrill down here? You know, it's the first time we've ever been in a tunnel. When dynamite went off, we expected a great big roar. None came, just reverberation up and down this tunnel, and our eardrums felt just like they were going to split.